again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. With us today is Matt Zeitz and Wes Pete. Matt's the marketing director for the Huntley Park District, and Wes is the director of Parks and Facilities. And we want to welcome them to Around Town to tell us all about the good things that are going on with the Park District, what happened last year, and what's going to take place this coming year. Matt, take it away.
Thanks for having us, Ron. We always enjoy being on your show. So appreciate the opportunity to kind of give you some insight and a little recap, I guess, from the last year and kind of talk about some exciting things that people can anticipate in 2024. So with that, I guess I'll get started with some of our special events that we have coming up here in 2024. As a whole, we've got 23 events planned for this next year, 23 events, which is a combination of some free events, some 21 and over events, and then, of course, we always bring in some new events. So four free events and five that are going to be 21 and over, and then four brand new events. So some exciting things.
Are there some dates on those events, Matt?
Yeah, so some of the more upcoming ones that we're looking at this winter is our free Polar Fest takes place on Saturday, February 3rd. That's a repeat annual event that we've had. It's a really good time out in Dyke Park. We've got a lot of outdoor activities, some ice skating over on the pond, just a good way to enjoy the outside and do it in the winter months, but that's a family-friendly event that we have going on in February.
Okay.
And then the rest of this winter, we actually have two new events. We have a little spin-off. So we normally have our mother-son dance that we have take place. And this year, we're doing it a little bit extra. We're doing a mother-son night out. So it still has the dance element to it, but we're also going to be including some more activities. And the theme of that this year is going to be a superhero theme. So we're going to be asking moms and sons to show up and have their superhero suits on. And that's going to be a really good time. So that's going to be taking place on Friday, February 16th.
Okay, and how about the murder mystery?
Yeah, murder mystery. This is a brand new event that we're bringing on Saturday, March 16th. It's going to be a 21 and over event, and to give a little bit of a teaser for it, it's going to be fun over in the rec center because we are solving a murder mystery, and it's going to be midnight at the masquerade. So we're going to be asking those who are attending to wear some ball gowns, their Venetian masks, some suits. It's a very cool theme. Registration will be open for individuals, or you can bring in your entire table of six to attend. But it's going to be a real good time.
And what's the time for that show? Is it going to be an hour show, Matt, or?
It'll be actually a three-hour time slot that people will be registering for. So from 6:30 to 9:30, they'll be there, and we'll have some food, some light refreshments, drinks, and then obviously the entertainment that'll be there throughout the evening while we're trying to solve the real whodunit.
Well, you got some really interesting shows coming up in February and March. That's awesome. And as far as the parks and facilities projects, that goes to Wes. What do you want to talk about 2023, Wes?
Yeah, thank you for having us. In 2023, we finished up Kylie Park, which is in the Wing Point subdivision. It overwent a nice new playground that we're very excited about. Got a lot of community involvement on that playground. We also worked on ADA upgrades. Connected from the playground and the pavilion there, we got a path all the way out to the ball fields. So we made a nice ADA improvement of solid concrete to make it more accessible. We also upgraded the backstop there. We run a lot of our T-ball and Little League programs there. Brand new backstop there. And then in the spring, with the paving, we're updating our basketball court there. Unfortunately, Mother Nature stopped us this fall, but in the spring we will have a brand new asphalt line marked with new basketball rims and everything. Just ran out a little time there, but we're looking forward to that. The community's excited, and we're glad to get Kylie Park done this year.
With the renovation for Kylie Park, were any other things completed as far as that renovation is concerned, Matt? Wes, excuse me.
All we did there was that the playground was the main feature there, as well as the backstop. That's what we did there.
So what's the big 2024 preview for you guys?
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be hitting the ground running as soon as the weather breaks in the spring. We will be ribbon cutting Coaches Park, which is in Cider Grove subdivision. We just took over that. Right now, it's a lot of green space and a brand new playground, but we're excited about that. There's a lot of opportunities there just to build, and we can do basketball courts, tennis courts in the back. So we're excited about that project. And then at Weiss Park, we are also doing a grant application. We submitted that, and we're hoping in the next couple of weeks we'll be able, we'll have our name on that list for that grant application that we're awarded.
And what work will you be doing at that park, Wes?
Weiss Park, that's going to be exciting for the entire community. So paved trails there, brand new playground, pollinator gardens, updated restroom facilities, updated skate park. So we have a lot of good things going on in the community. We're excited. Staff's excited. We're rallying behind.
You know, I don't think people realize that the Park District in Huntley, how progressive it is, how well done it is, and how many things you offer to the people compared to other communities around the area. I mean, you guys really do a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, we have a really good staff. Our board's very supportive, community supportive. We want to continue to provide excellence and excellent customer service, because that's what it's all about. The better the park show, we want to get people to move into the community and stay, and we want kids to recreate, families to recreate, everyone to have fun and enjoy the space.
You know, I've had people comment also, this is a sidebar, that on the front entrance there's always flowers there or holiday, seasonal things that are put there for the, for Halloween or Christmas or whatever. You guys do a great job at that front entrance.
Yeah, so, one thing, I came from the landscape field for 20 years, and curb appeal is number one. We want it to feel warm, cozy, and like home. And when the entrances are nice and the grass is mowed and the flowers are in bloom, people will spend more time in the park. That's what we're looking for. We want you to enjoy the park, and we basically don't want you to leave.
Well, how about I know you guys want to talk about employment, Wes or Matt. Who would like to take that up?
I'll start.
Okay, Wes.
Because I have some seasonal jobs that I'll be looking to hire for and employ. Grounds maintenance, seasonal ground maintenance. If we can fill those positions, that would be ideal. Again, we have a lot of
parks. Well, tell the folks about grounds maintenance, what that would entail.
Yep. So grounds maintenance is all outdoors. So we would be mowing grass, trimming bushes, weeding beds, planting flowers, mulching, a lot of mulching, just to make the plants vibrant. Just a lot of basic cleanup, litter control, trash cleanup. So we're keeping it nice and meticulous, for the community.
Do you attract high school and college students for that?
Yes, high school, college, and retirees are our three large groups of employees.
And where would they apply for that, Wes?
They can apply on our website at huntleyparks.org. There'll be a drop-down tab in employment, and that's where they'll go to find the application.
We should tell the folks that website one more time.
Yes, it is huntleyparks.org in employment section.
Okay, so that's the outdoor stuff. What about the aquatic things?
Yeah, so as every summer comes up, we are, believe it or not, when January comes, we're already thinking about the summer, and we're thinking about the pool and trying to put ourselves in a good position to have another successful summer, and a big part of that is the staff. So we are already taking applications for aquatic positions. So whether that's lifeguards, management, pool attendants, swim instructors, admissions and concession staff, those positions are actually already available to be applied for. We work ahead, and we know that there's a lot of college students out there, high school students who want to have that summer job lined up. And so we're starting early and would recommend people take a look.
You know, I should have asked Wes, and both you too, Matt, the number of people you're looking to hire for the outdoors, Wes, and for the aquatic. Matt, how many people you're looking to hire?
So in the aquatic area, it's fluctuating, and that number is not exactly set because we still are in communication with returning staff and things like that. But I will say there are enough spots. We're not talking about one or two. We're always bringing in a good group of people. So if anyone feels like they're discouraged because there's not a lot of openings, we can assure you there are quite a few openings.
How about on your end, Matt? Wes?
And the grounds maintenance, 5 to 10 slots is what we'll have, because we have a lot of projects going on in 2024.
Okay. All right. And then we want to talk about fitness a little bit, right, Matt?
Yeah, so on the program side of things, you know, we have our winter registration begins on Monday, December 4th. And so everything that is going to be taking place between basically the new year and middle of March, those programs and events are things that we're focusing on with that. So, you know, fitness comes around and, you know, new year, new you. That's what everyone is focused
on. You're talking about all the stuff that you eat over the holidays, right?
Uh-huh.
And then January 1 rolls around, you say, oh, my gosh.
That's right.
I got to do something.
That's right. Well, guess what? We've got a place for you then. How about our fitness center? We've got a pretty cool promotion going on in the month of January where anyone new who comes in and signs up for a membership, we're going to change their initiation fee to $0. And we're also going to give them 50% off their first personal training package.
We have to do this like a commercial on TV. You need to say that one more time.
Okay. Matt. All right. So this January at the Huntley Park District Fitness Center, we are offering $0 initiation fees for new members, and we're going to give them 50% off their first personal training package.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's a real good way to get yourself started. We pride ourselves in our fitness center of being community-based, and we have that sense of community inside the fitness center. We have some really incredible personal trainers, so we feel like if you give us a chance that we'll make you reach those goals easily.
So in case you have new residents, because there's a lot of growth going on, where would they go? Where would the fitness center be located in case they don't know?
Good question. So we have our fitness center within the rec center of the Huntley Park District, so in our main building. It's kind of a hidden treasure, if you will, but everything takes place there. We do our group exercise classes there. We do our personal training. Our entire fitness center is there, and we also have amenities like our gymnasium, which is nice for fitness members to go and, you know, shoot some hoops or walk around the gymnasium too. You get a good glimpse at some of the activities like pickleball that happen there as well. So it's a great opportunity to be involved in the rec center when you're over at the fitness center
too. And you've also got some preschool programs going on too, Matt?
Yeah, believe it or not, for those listening that know about Seedlings Preschool, we are in 2024 reaching our 40th year of Seedlings Preschool. It's been around a long time, and it is as successful as ever. It is a popular, growing, wonderful preschool, and we're coming up on our 40th year, so we're going to be celebrating that this next year. And with that, just want to let everybody know that come February 1st, general enrollment for the 2024-2025 school year will begin. And we do run a special between the 1st and the 14th of February where we take $50 off of their enrollment fee. So,
and
good opportunity.
The attendance for that, how many do you normally get for preschool, Matt?
Oh, man, we get a couple hundred kids, I would say. It fluctuates from year to year.
Is that spread out over the day for classes or the time spent with them?
Yeah, so it's mostly in the morning. We have our classes, 3 to 4 year old. We have mixed age. We have dual language. And then we also have night owl. So we do offer a couple nights a week preschool classes.
Oh, that's great. And here again, they would go to the website to get that information, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, huntleyparks.org.
Okay. And you talk about general enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
That begins what, on February 1st?
February 1st.
Okay. And you got a discount there, I see, too.
Yeah. So, again, if they register between the start of enrollment and Valentine's Day, we will give them $50 off their enrollment fee.
Okay. What is the normal enrollment fee, Matt?
It's $75. So you're getting a good discount of only paying $25 for that enrollment fee.
Yeah. Just to remind everybody, you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're with Matt and Wes from the Park District in Huntley here, telling us all about the programs they've got going on for the coming year and what they had for the past year. How about, Matt, the studio dance program?
Yeah, we are very excited about this. This is a new venture that we're taking on a little bit. Now, anyone who knows what we've been doing, we have had studio dance for a while, but we're taking it to a different direction, and we are providing a new branded studio dance program that we are calling Horizon Studio Dance. We've found some new instructors and coordinators that are going to be leading this for us. Some different style of studio dance. We'll be offering ballet, jazz, tap, for a lot of different ages too. So we're gonna be looking at ages starting at 3 years old up through adult, so 18 and plus.
You know, you might wanna cover that one more time for the folks, because this being a brand new program, there's a lot of parents out there that their son, their daughter, they want to get them into ballet or jazz or tap.
Yeah.
So you might want to touch base a little bit more about this program. I think that's very interesting, Matt.
Yeah, you know, what we're offering too is this is a great introductory sort of program for those interested in dance. You know, when you have a three-year-old and trying to figure out some things to do and get them involved and want them to be involved with dance, but maybe not on a high competitive level, let's just see what it's about. This is going to be a great program for you. So whether you want to get them involved in ballet or jazz or tap, and, you know, there's going to be a select number of classes that we're starting with this being a new program. We're anticipating it doing well and growing it over time. So it's a great opportunity for
And for what's everyone. The length of each class? Is that an hour class?
They're about an hour. They'll fluctuate anywhere from, you know, 40 minutes to an hour. So you get a lot of good, and I think the important thing is the attention you're going to get from the instructors. That's important because, you know, when you're in a class full of 50 kids, sometimes it feels like you're not getting that one-on-one attention quite as much. But it's an intimate setting with your instructor where you're going to get good instruction to learn. So.
And here again, where would this be held, Matt?
This is all at the rec center. So we love to do everything at the rec center. We make the most out of that building. So in our dance studio specifically is where a lot of these classes will take place.
That's great. The Wes, did you want to talk about Pinecrest a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So Pinecrest 18-hole golf course that the Park District has. They do weddings, showers, award banquets, and private parties. Also in the wintertime right now, because it's going to be pretty hard to golf right now, they have indoor simulators. So that's been very popular you know, for users to come and use the indoor simulators.
Is there a fee for that?
We do have some fees, and it depends on the time of the day that we have it offered, but they are widely available.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some time slots.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Wes.
Yeah. And then Friday night fish fries all winter long. I know I attend the fish fries from time to time. Very good food, and we're interested. And again, Pinecrest Golf Course up on Algonquin Road. It's a staple for our park district. Very excited about it.
I'm not sure if people know what hours they're open. And, you know, it's wintertime, they figure, well, no one's golfing. Are they still open? What hours are they open? Yeah. Can you give some ideas about that, Wes?
Yeah, so right now in the wintertime, they've pushed hours back to starting about 8:30 in the morning, and they're there to 9 o'clock-ish at nighttime. But there's a lot of different things you can do there. Again, we have a banquet hall. We have food. So anything that you need there, Pinecrest can also offer that.
Now, can you go to Pinecrest for lunch in the wintertime?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, I like to frequent there as well for lunch.
Okay, and how about for dinner?
Dinner as well. Very good food.
Through the winter months?
Through the winter months.
Okay. You have a note here about dining spotlights?
Oh, dining spotlights. Yeah, so Friday nights and then dining spotlights. Yeah, that's what they have there.
Okay, and you said the fish fry is really good because you've tried it, right?
I've tried it, yes, yes.
You're not pulling our leg, are you?
No, I'm not pulling your leg. Okay. I enjoy a nice Friday night fish fry. Been doing that for a few years now, so I'm glad to have that.
You know, Wes, you and Matt, you might want to share with the folks here, but we still have time. The people who do come out and they attend these different events, different things that you have, what have you gotten for feedback from the public about the likes of what the Park District is doing? There's got to be comments made about the job you guys are doing.
You know, I feel like we have a community here in Huntley where, you know, Wes was speaking to it, and there is a high expectation here in Huntley. And I think Wes would agree, it's for the better. I think that our community has high expectations, as they should, which pushes us to produce some great things. We want to make them happy. We want to make sure that they're proud to live in Huntley, that they have great opportunities to do things. They have their recreational outputs, whether that's a walk in the park or going to a great family special event. With that being said, we receive a lot of positive feedback. You know, those high expectations, it seems like we're doing an okay job when it comes to the things that we're doing, and the feedback that we're receiving is actually translating a lot into, have you guys ever thought about doing this? It's not it's not to cut down what we've done. Of course, there's always critiques out there because nothing we do is perfect, but we're always adjusting and we're adding, and I think you can see even in terms of you know, four new brand new special events we're going to have next year. All of that is based on some feedback that we receive. Hey, you guys should really think about this. Have you ever thought about that? Or we've seen it over in this community. And, you know, one thing is we're not afraid to try things because we want to meet those expectations. So we take that feedback, which has been overly positive for the most part, over the years, I would say, and continues to be. And I feel like we give our community an opportunity to speak on that. We're always listening.
So when you put together, like, in this dance program that's something brand new, you have to go out and actually find a good instructor, correct?
Yeah, there's always, you know, the background work that goes into that, right? So we have a plan in place with everything we do. We're very intentional with what we do, and we like to think that we're putting in when we start something new, we've got it in a place where it's ready to go. So we do that background research, we do that background work and find somebody. And, you know, if it starts with that idea of, hey, how can we do something with an in-house dance program that we can start new and grow with? Who are the people that we need in place to do that? And sometimes it's not just hiring staff. Sometimes it's relying on some really great volunteers to do that. And Ron, I know we've talked in the past about the importance of volunteers.
Sure.
And the fact that there is never a time of the year where we aren't looking for volunteers. They help us accomplish the sports programs and the coaching that we need with those. Every one of our sports teams here for youth programs is run by a volunteer coach or coaches when there's assistant coaches. You know, at these events, we rely on volunteers to help run them. So whether it's staff or volunteers, you know, we are always doing our research and making sure we have in place the right people and personnel to get it done.
And I'm sure you have a lot of people that come back that volunteered 1 year and liked it so much they came back again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have great ties with the school district. That's a great avenue that we've used, whether it's students who are trying to get Silver Cord hours and volunteer hours or organizations who want to say, hey, our whole group wants to come and help out with that. You know, for example, looking back at this year, we had our Haunted Trails event. And that event would not be as great as it is or as popular as it is without the volunteers. We had over 40 volunteers.
That's awesome.
Students to retirees who came through, got dressed up, made the event what it is. And it creates an experience that the community gets to enjoy. So it's really that community giving to the community thing that we have going on.
Well, it's good, too, that you screen people, because I'm sure as a parent, if they're going to send their child to a dance class, they want to make sure you screen the instructor, that the child is going to be safe, they don't have to worry about things. So that's a lot of responsibility. That's a good job you guys do.
Yeah, we always try to make sure that we're being diligent. And we're being safety is always a concern. I know Wes can speak to the safety aspect of everything. It's a high priority for us. We care a lot.
Yeah. And on the park side things, you know, just a lot of positive feedback. Again, we talked about floral designs. One of the big trends that we are seeing are paving our trails. People want to get out and exercise more. The weather's staying nice in December, sometimes in January. So if we can pave those trails, I'm looking for active grants right now to help offset some of those costs and getting trails paved for the public.
Do you have a budget cost that you need for something like that, Matt? Excuse me, Wes.
Generally, a lot of them are matching grants. You know, paving's definitely pretty expensive. But just, you know, I can just throw out a park. You know, I got a quote for Tommaso, and you're looking about $300,000 just wow. to pay to go from ag lime to asphalt. But now you can use that trail pretty much 12 months out of the year, and it's easier for us to plow it, clear it off, use the sunlight to melt any existing snow and slush.
You know, that's a key thing that you just mentioned, Wes, to plow it.
Yep.
Because a lot of parks don't plow those walks.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. Do you also stripe it? So you've got a path marker for bikes and walkers?
Yep. So we don't currently have that, but yes, it can be striped. So bikers are on one side, walkers are on the other, or joggers or rollerbladers. So that's just one of the positive feedbacks. We hear a lot of it. The next thing that I'm adding are shade. Shade's our next biggest one on my list, adding shade trees to parks. I've taking the approach in 2023 and going forward that I'm adding 20 shade trees every single year. We want to continue to add shade. People will stay in the parks longer. Those sunny, 90-degree, balmy days, you might need to find a tree and just get a little shelter from that.
And you're also helping the environment, too.
Big on the environment, yes, as well as pollution. Again, that's one thing that we're all about is conservation in the park district. That's why we're adding those pollinator gardens, adding those trees.
Yeah, and you get those big old red maple trees. They're awesome. You know, the one tree that grows really fast is called the State Street Maple. They have them at the Morton Arboretum. The first couple of years, they're slow growing, but they'll grow rather quickly, up to 60, 70 feet high.
Yeah.
And it's an awesome tree. I'll tell you more about it sometime.
Nice.
We're about to finish up over here, so I want to thank first Matt and Wes for being here with us today.
Thank you.
All the good things are going on with the Park District, both last year and what's coming this coming year, folks. You've got a great opportunity out here with the Park District and what they're doing. We want to thank everyone for listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com, contact us for any more information you may need. In the meantime, thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.